Let's just start with the speed of this blaze. Now, we've heard multiple versions of what started the fire, but what's also important here is why did it spread so fast? Your thoughts on that, Professor?
My thoughts when I observe the fire spread is a combination of three flammable materials: the bamboo scaffolding, the styrofoam, and the green mesh, which are basically made out of polymers. So you don't need a lot to start these materials to burn. And once they begin to burn, they will spread very rigorously.
And some residents have pointed out that, you know, they've seen workers smoking on site for months. But how realistic, though, is it that cigarettes could actually trigger a blaze at this scale? And the extra conditions, what are some of those extra conditions that would have to line up?
I would, in my opinion, a cigarette would not be the only source of ignition. Okay, it can either be naturally occurring, for example, a short circuit in the electrical board, or even some burst of the gas pipes, you know, could be one of the possible causes. But of course, suggestion that it could be even man-made, and we can't rule that out as well, because there could be workers that are working there, and they could have inadvertently, you know, started the fire, and it started from a small fire and started to engulf to a big fire, you know, at the end.
Yeah, so let's also talk about how these systems are actually tested. I mean, do current fire tests for scaffolding, netting, does it come anywhere close to real-life conditions? Because we're talking about wind, debris, and perhaps aging coatings, perhaps what we saw in Taipo.
Right. I can share the standards that we have in Australia, right? In Australia, we have the AS5113, which actually look at a facade of around 10 meters tall, and we effectively have a fire right at the bottom to actually test the facade. So this is one of the rigorous tests that we always carry out in Australia. But I'm not sure whether in Hong Kong or in your jurisdiction, you know, you do have this standard to test this type of facade or even scaffolding. So right. I know there are other international test standards that even carried out that testing. So I know this is something that we should look at, you know, from Hong Kong perspective.
So as investigators move in, they're going to be looking for answers in the debris. And as an engineer, what would you want the investigators to test or sample from the site to understand whether the materials, you know, are actually performed as specified?
So, okay. It is not surprising that if you have styrofoams that are non-compliant, it is going to burn, because styrofoam will start to melt at around 180 degrees C and it will drip, and those are the cause of the fuel that they will burn. The green netting is a very interesting part of the scaffolding. So, but in my experience, those are made out of polymers as well. So whether it is compliant to protect the building or shield the building, it is something that needs to be investigated. But definitely for bamboo scaffolding, I do realize that this is an iconic structure that has been used in Hong Kong for years and years. Perhaps it's about time we test the flammability of the bamboo itself to see how flammable they are. And if they are flammable, then they should be considered to be phased out in future constructions.
Right. And finally, let's look ahead rather than back. If, Professor, say you were advising Hong Kong or any of these dense Asian city today, what are the, you know, one or two most important engineering changes you would make to prevent another tragedy like Taipo?
So for external structures like the bamboo scaffolding, in Australia, we tend to use metal scaffolding. So that will eliminate the fire risk immediately. And that will be one of the change, you know, to actually for the regulators to think about that. Okay. And the second thing is looking at the building developers and those people actually involved in the construction to actually ensure that fire safety is paramount in all the things they do. Okay. These people, they should not look at just cutting corners, but really try to enforce the strict regulations to ensure the safety of the residents.